Please open your Bibles to the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter, Matthew chapter 20, in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1026, and we'll be reading responsively the first 16 verses of this chapter, the 20th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 16, page 1026, and as is our custom to do, may we stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers unto his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them, and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil, because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. And let's pray. And Father, thou hast given us this good day. Truly, this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice in it. Thank you for our church, for the preaching of thy word, and prepare our hearts now for that which thou dost have in store for us. Anoint our preacher with thy power. In Jesus' name, amen.
I told you over a year ago when I finished my 25th year as pastor, the only thing I wanted you to give me on my 25th anniversary was your undivided attention every time I stand to speak. I'm not, I hope, nearing the end, but I will this week preach my 43,000th sermon in my ministry. And I want to be heard with all of my heart. I want to be heard before I go to heaven. This morning I'm going to speak on the subject, a penny a day. A penny a day. Father, bless me. Or else how can I be a blessing to these who wait? Helpless am I with thousands of people sitting before me, unless I sit before thee. Don't let me preach by myself this morning. Speak through me. And use this hour to be what every person would need. Please, I beg you. In Jesus' name, amen. I never, and do not yet, fully understand the parable that we read together a while ago. To be quite frank with you, in all these 40 years of preaching and 38 years of pastoring, I've never one time attempted to bring a message until this moment from the parable in the 20th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 and following. I understand it and still don't totally understand it. Here's a man who represents Jesus. 6 o'clock in the morning, he wants some fellows to go to work for him. He calls them and says, I'll give you a penny a day. Now, of course, that's not the same penny we have. It doesn't matter how much it is. I'll give you a penny if you'll go out and work in a vineyard for me today. They agreed to do so and went. Are you listening? Then, at 9 o'clock in the morning, he found some fellows standing idly around. And he said, look, why are you fellows doing nothing? They said, I have no job. He said, I'll give you a penny. Or I'll pay you what's right and just. If you go work in my vineyard, they win. At noon, he comes down to the marketplace again, sees some fellows idly standing. And he says, what are you doing? Nothing. Would you like to work? Yes, I would. I'll pay you what's right if you go work in my vineyard. They went out. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he came back again, found some fellows, same thing, told them the same thing. They went to work 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the 11th hour, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He sees some fellows not working. He says, why aren't you working? I haven't got a job. I'll pay you what's right if you go work in my vineyard. 6 o'clock, at the end of the day comes. Let's suppose it's 6 o'clock. Time comes for the fellows to come back, get paid, who've been working 12 hours. They get a penny. Then fellows been working 9 hours come to get paid. They get a penny. Fellows been working 6 hours come to get paid. They likewise get a penny. Fellows been working 3 hours come by to get paid. They get a penny. Then the fellows come by, been working 1 hour. 5 o'clock, 1 hour. They come by, they get paid a penny. I have understood it. But you know what I've done? I've been focusing the wrong way. I've been looking at the word penny and not at the word a day. Just a few days ago, a lady came for an appointment. A couple came. And I was talking with the lady, and her husband was there, and we were talking about some problems, and I said, where do you work? And she told me. And I said, how much do you make? And I don't know how much it was. I'm just going to pull out the figure, $20. She said, $20 a day. I said, a day? How much a month? Well, she said, I get paid every day. And I said, you mean you get paid every day? She said, yes. When I get through working every day, my boss pays me. And immediately, I thought of this parable. And I thought, I'd like to do that. I'd like to be able at the end of every day to pay personally everybody who works for me. Why? The important thing is not the penny. The important thing is the fellows that worked for this guy, he paid them every day himself. Every day. You see, the gift is not the big thing, but the presence of the giver is the big thing. It is a reason for the giver to be with us and to remind us that he is providing. Let me illustrate what I mean. Elmer Fernandez will be here tonight. He's with the Spanish folks this morning. You see this right here? That is Banaca. I wish you'd use it. That is Banaca. You know where I got it? Where I got it? I got it Wednesday night. You know where I got it? Right here in the choir, ready room. You know who gave it to me? Elmer Fernandez. You know who's glad about it? Everybody gets close to me. But now, wait a minute. Every Wednesday night, for years and years and years, in that room right there, Elmer Fernandez meets me before we come in. Every week, he gives me a little bottle of Banaca. Now, listen now. No talking, please. Listen. I'm preaching. I'm here to be heard. If you want to talk, go somewhere else. He gives me this little bottle of Banaca. Now, why doesn't Elmer buy me 52 bottles of Banaca for Christmas? I'll tell you why. He wants to see me. And I want to see him. And every time he gives me one, it says, I love you. Sometimes he says, I love you. But you see, Elmer works for our church. And he has a good job. He could afford to buy me 52 bottles of Banaca if he wanted to. And give me 52 for Christmas. And then he wouldn't have to mess with it all year long. But every week, Elmer Fernandez goes down and buys a little bottle of Banaca. Are you listening? Hey, folks, listen to me or go home, one or the other. 52 weeks a year. Every week, he buys me a bottle of Banaca. And he comes and he says, here, preacher. Or, I love you, preacher. And I get to see him. And he sees me. I don't know why I never thought about it. I mean, the fellow said, I'll give you a penny a day. A penny a day. And I was looking at that penny. Never dawned on me. The most important thing about this is a day. Most important thing is not how much the fellow's got, but the important thing is that the boss man every day came to him and said, here's your penny. That's the way God does. A penny a day. Under my door this morning were pennies, nickels, and dimes. Every Sunday, it's that way. Little boys and girls come by the hallway, slide their little fingers under my door. One of these days, I'm going to hold on one of those little fingers, scare them to death. I have thought about it in my worst moments. So. But slide little pennies, nickels, and I watch those little fingers come under my door. Years ago, you heard me tell about this. A little child, a little finger slid a penny under my door. And then the same little fingers slid a nickel under my door. And the same little fellow fingers slid a quarter under my door. And then a little time passed, and the finger came back in trying to get the quarter back. They had some second thoughts about the quarter. Penny, nickel, dime, but a quarter. That's a little high. And the closer they touch the quarter and push it a little farther in. You say, why didn't you put the quarter closer to the finger? Because I wanted the quarter, dummy. Then, a little while passed, and a ballpoint pen came under my door. Like that. You won't believe this, but it's true. Then about 2 minutes passed, and a little limb off a tree came under my door and tried to get that quarter. You say, who got the quarter? I love that scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. But now, wait a minute. This morning, under my door, pennies, nickels, dimes, and little voices said, I love you, Brother Howells! I love you, Brother Howells! Now, look. Let's suppose their parents said to them, don't bother Brother Howells. He's in there studying or praying. Don't bother him. Don't go hollering under that door. Look, I tell you what let's do. Let's get 52 nickels, and let's gift wrap them and give them to him for Christmas. 52 nickels, and that way he won't have to be bothered with you every week. Oh, I wouldn't like that. Why? Because I want to hear that little voice say, "I love you, Brother Howells." I want to hear it, and I want to see those little fingers under my door. Why? Because it reminds me every time that somebody loves me. And the big thing about this parable to me has always been, why the penny? Why the penny? Why the penny? Look over here and never dawn on me. A penny a day. Didn't say 7 pennies a week. Didn't say I'll pay you 30 pennies a month. He said I'll give you a penny a day. And God comes this morning and says, I want to spend some time with you. So I'll take care of you every day. A penny a day. I have guards that guard me. They meet me outside my office door on Sunday. Well, when I get out of the car out there, they meet me at the car and walk with me to the office, and then they'll meet me at the office door and walk me down the alley. And they have guards. Now, those fellows could get up on the top of the building and guard me just as well.
I mean, they could just get up and on the top of the building and have a gun up there and watch me as I get out of my car. They could watch every step I take, and somebody would sort of pounce on me. They could get them just like that, and they could do it.
But I would like that. I want them to meet me at the door. I want Steve Sloan to say every morning, as he always says, "Have a good day, preacher." I want that. I want that. I want to cut up with the fellows as we walk over on Sunday morning. I want them to joke with me. I want them to chat with me.
And so, I don't want them up on top of the building. I want them walking with me. Why?
Because those regular things are important to me.
And the man said, "I'll give you a penny a day." And the man comes and gives his first a penny and this one a penny. And the presence of the Master is more important than the gift.
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is His Word.
Once His gifts I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now Himself alone. All in all is Jesus. Of Jesus will I sing. Everything is Jesus, and He, Jesus, is everything. And the reason I'm glad that God provides for me daily.
Give me this day my daily bread. And God comes and gives it to me. That means I get to see Him again tomorrow. But if I said, "Give me this week my daily bread," He would only come deliver it once a week. Hey, I used to have a paper out. When I was 10 years old, I threw my first paper out. Dallas Morning newspaper out, 20 cents a week. That's what it cost for the paper. But the Dallas Morning News, we had a crabby old man on my paper out. He'd never take a paper. He never would take it. I was trying to get everybody on that block to take it. He was the only guy that didn't take it. And one day I was walking by about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he came out. And he said, "I want to take the paper." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I get up before you come by. And I've got a neighbor that takes a walk every morning, too." And he said, I see you speak to that neighbor." He said, "I'd like you to speak to me every morning. I don't like your paper. But," he said, "if you'd just come by and speak to me every morning, I'll take the paper just to get you to speak to me every morning."
And the Lord said, "I want to try to tell you something. I'll give you a penny a day. Not 7 cents a week, not 30 cents a month, not 365 day pennies a year. I'll give you a penny a day. I want to see you. I want to give it to you myself."
Every Sunday night, a sweet little couple in this church, and they're not wealthy, but every Sunday night, when I go to my office door, they're there. And they give me a snack every Sunday night. Sometimes it's a piece of cake. Sometimes it may be a piece of pie. I don't mean just a little Reese peanut butter cup, although everyone's important. Keep them coming, by the way. But I don't mean that. I'm talking about something. Sometimes it may be a sandwich and a cold drink. But every Sunday night, they're there. Now, you wouldn't know them. Not many of you would know who they are. But every Sunday night, just as sure as I walk to my study, they're there in the hallway and give me a snack. Now, look, they could go down and buy me a whole carton of pies, whole carton of candy, and say, "Preacher, there are 52 Snickers here in this box, and every Sunday night, eat one of those Snickers." Or they could get me 52 Dr. Peppers, and you know what I'd do if they gave me 52 of them? I'd eat them within a week. So I'm glad they don't do that. But look, may I say this, and I hope they'll understand. I think the name is Johnston. I hope I got that right. Anyway, I hope they understand this. I enjoy the pie. Last Sunday night, I think it was a piece of cake, and oh man, I ate it in two bites. I was ready for it, and I enjoy it. You know what I enjoy the most? Huh? I enjoy the fact that they're quiet, humble, young couple. I enjoy the fact that they come to my door every Sunday night. I get to see them. And sometimes there'll be a note that says, "Dear Brother Hiles, we love you so much. And we need you so much." The pie? Oh, yes. Thank God for it. Cake? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank God for it. But the couple...
Not the gift, the giver.
John Penley, one of our deacons. John Penley, every Wednesday night, after teacher's meeting, he comes up to the pulpit there in the chapel and gives me two little pieces of candy. Two little pieces of candy. never a snicker. I would accept it if you offered it. But two little pieces of hard candy. Always like them. Have honey in them. And I eat them every Wednesday night. He gives them to me. Now, when John's not there, I miss him. John, when you don't show up, where's John? Don't show up. Send the candy, man. Send the candy. But I enjoy the candy. What I enjoy most? I enjoy John Penny walking up to me and chatting just for a minute. Just for a minute. Little, maybe a joke. Usually I blush after he tells it because I don't tell that kind. But maybe a little funny thing or a little funny statement. Or maybe he'll say, Preacher, are you tired tonight? Or maybe he'll say, Preacher, how's the week been? I look forward to it. Candy? Look, I can afford the candy myself. I don't need the candy. I need John Penley. God says a penny a day. A penny a day. Every Sunday night. Every Sunday night. He thinks he sneaks it, but doesn't. Ray Young, one of our men on the staff. Every Sunday night. He leaves a little envelope about the size of an offering envelope on my desk after we go to the service. Always the same thing. $3 worth of change. Always the same thing. $3 worth of change. What's it for? Vending machine money on my trip on Monday. Always there. It's always there. Now, I enjoy the change. But I could afford to get $3 worth of change myself. You know what I enjoy most? And he won't do it anymore. I enjoy watching him try to sneak it in. I'm not looking. He slides on the desk there. About as obvious as the refrigerator. Say, what do you want, the change? No! I want Ray Young's love. And God comes along and God says, I'll give you a penny a day. I'll give you a penny for 12 hours. Hey, it's not the penny, it's the giver. They get to talk to the boss every day. Get to see the boss every day. And by the way, the boss gets to see them every day too. A penny a day. Every Sunday morning. 7:45. Every Sunday morning. 7:45. Never fails. I walk with the guard over here, down that aisle. Come right to this table right here. Randy Erickson is there. 52 weeks a year, every Sunday morning. 7:45. Meet him here. He has a book here that has the date of every Sunday and every Wednesday night for years and years past and what the temperature was outside that morning and what the high and low was that day and what the thermostat was set on and what the heat was set on or the air conditioning was set on. And we try to find a day exactly like today or as near as possible so we'll know exactly how to set the temperature to make you as comfortable as we can. Now, Randy could call me and do that. I don't want Randy to call me. I want to see Randy every Sunday morning. Why? We'll pass a little chit-chat. It may not be over 3 minutes. It may not be. Randy always wears a hat, or often wears a hat. Other morning didn't have his hat. He said, I forgot my hat. He said, women are going to chase me all day today. He said, with my hat off, he said, there's a certain appeal I've got. And I said, man, I would not be seen in public if I were you. I said, now with me, the hat on is better. But now you say, Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying I can call him on the phone. He'd call me and say, Preacher, this is what the temperature was on a certain day, and it coincides with today. I can say, sit it here, say, what? I want to see Randy. I also want to see the guard I walk with every morning over here. You see, God gives us wages every day. Why? God wants to be with us every day. You heard the story. It's old as the hills. You've heard it. You've told it. And I've told it here. And you've heard me tell it on first and third Sunday for 26 years. The guy in the army wrote his girlfriend every day. Every day for 3 years. 365 days a year. He wrote her a letter. And after 3 years, she married the postman. You heard the story. Why? She got to see him. And God is trying to tell us here another thing. God is saying, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to give it to you. And that's one reason why that God's provisions, I don't care what they are, His grace, His strength, His money, His food, it's always a day-to-day thing. Give us this day our daily bread. And that's why every morning for 40 years, God dropped manna from heaven. God could have dropped enough manna every first of every month for the Israelites, but God wanted to do it every month. Every day, He wanted to remind His people that I'm still here. Every day. And I give you just three or four little thoughts, and we'll be on our way. first, a penny a day in provision. A penny a day in provision. There are folks all over this house this morning just barely make it every day, money-wise. You know, I was thinking this week, I wonder how it'd be just for Brother Tom, for one time in my life, to have enough money to make it without having to fret. It's never been my lot. I was thinking about Hiles Anderson College. I mean, brother, if the kids don't pay their tuition tomorrow, we won't be open Tuesday. I mean, it's just a day-to-day process. Always this. And I have a friend that has a college, and one guy died and left that college $12 million. Everybody I know that dies leaves me their funeral expenses. Don't some of you folks die that have money? Let me help you make your will out before you die. I know another college, same man died and left the other college $12 million. I know one college that has about $60 to $70 million in reserve. We have $60 to $70. Dollars in reserve, too. But, and I was wondering this week, how would it be? We limp along, and I mean this. We limp along, and I die every day. I mean, every week. I can't wait to get to the Sunday afternoon. As soon as I can get to the offering sheet afternoon, count the money, I grab it and look at it and see what the offering was to see if we can live and make it another week. It just seemed like that all these years, and I was thinking this week about it, all these years that in everything I operate, It's barely make it today. I mean, the high school and grade school and junior high school for 15, 16 years now, we just barely make it, keep the doors open every week. And City Baptist the same way. Hiles Anderson College the same way. And First Baptist Church the same way. And one day it dawned on me, bless God, I get paid as much as they do. I just get paid every day. Every day. God said, I'll give you $12 million, but I'd like to deliver it every day. That way I get to know him better. I get to say, oh, God, I've got to have help. I've got to have it. You've got to take care of our needs. You've got to do it. And then every day God comes along and says, here it is. Sometimes I say, God, could you leave 2 days at this time? And then he says, well, I wouldn't come tomorrow. I said, forget it. Forget it. The man said, a penny a day. A penny a day in provision. You know, there are many of you little widows this morning. You think you got it rough. You're the lucky ones. You get delivered every day. I mean, some folks have it stacked away and stashed away, but God comes along and says, I'll give to some of you a penny a day, a penny a day. That way you get to talk with God every day and see Him every day. Be reminded of His provision and miracle-working power every day. Some of you college students, God bless you. You don't know how you're going to stay in school this week. And every time the bill comes due, you face the wall again and you get and you say, oh, God, I've got to have it. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. You're the lucky one. You get to talk to God more than the others do. The folks that get the check from home every month to pay the tuition, nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. And if God has blessed you that way in your family, fine. But you young people, your mom and dad don't want you to come to our college in the first place, and they don't want you to go to old-fashioned fundamental college, and they don't want you to go to an accredited school like ours, accredited in heaven instead of New York City or somewhere. And they don't want you to go to that like ours, and they won't send you a dime, or your daddy is a drunkard, an alcoholic, or your daddy's dead, or your dad left you and your mama, and your mama's skimped and pinched pennies all these years, and she's home praying for God to provide you need. Let me tell you something, kids, you're the lucky one. You get to talk to God every day. You get to beg Him every day. He delivers a penny a day. A penny a day in provision. Something else. A penny a day in strength. I'm sure Brother Tom could say this. Any preacher that preaches as much as we do could say this. I walk back, as I do often, but last Monday night I preached in the Washington, D.C. area. And I poured my soul out. And I went to my room after I'd signed 74,216 Bibles. Give or take a few. I got to my room about 10:30 Monday night. And I sat there with my overcoat on and my hat on for 15 minutes in my room. And I said, dear God, I don't believe I can do this again. I don't think I can. I don't see how at my age I can keep pouring my soul out every week like this. I don't think I can do it again. But next morning I heard a knock on the door. Went to the door and it's Jesus, and He had me the penny for the day.
strength for today is mine all the way. And all that I need for tomorrow, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. I'm saying, those of you that have to get it every day, thank God you get to see the boss man every day. A penny a day in strength. I hadn't thought about this in years. When my sister was 16, 17 years old. Boy, that's been a long time ago. I was 8, 9. She had a gang of girls, and they had a car. Any of you folks old enough remember the old Essex car? The Essex car? What's it you're telling? You're telling on yourself. The Essex car. My sister and a bunch of girls had an Essex car. And they had a gang. They called it the Essex gang. Right? Essex gang. It's funny thing about a car. The steering wheel wouldn't turn the wheels. Back in those days, you didn't have to have an Indiana sticker on the windshield. I mean, police cars couldn't pass inspection in those days. And had an Essex gang. And I'm not kidding you, and she'll vouch for it, because she's a big liar as I am, and I pay her salary. But when they came to a corner and had turned, the steering wheel wouldn't turn it. The girls got out of the car and got their hands and turned the wheels until they turned the corner. Then they got out of the car and turned the wheels back straight again. That's the way they drove the old Essex car. I don't know whether Earlene remembers this or not. One day, my daddy gave her $1 for gas. And she went down, took the old Essex car, and the girls did, and they bought, and she said, a quarter's worth, please. And I heard her. I was in the car. I couldn't understand. Daddy gave her $1. She bought a quarter's worth. Well, it wasn't long. That was all used up. She went back, and she said, a quarter's worth. Well, she had 75 cents left. Why didn't she get 75 cents? Worth. You know why. How many know why? Tell me out loud. There's a cute little fella selling gas. Yeah? Yeah? She could see him four times. You see, instead of once. Oh, that's what God is saying to us here. I don't quite understand it, but God likes to be around me. You say, I'm a sinner. Ah, he especially loves to be around sinners. Yeah, that's where he can do it most good. I don't deserve it. Oh, yeah, he loves undeserving people. Yeah, that's the kind he loves most. And God comes and says, a penny a day. Then say, I'll give you 7 pennies a week. He said, a penny a day. Why? He loves to be with us. He loves to see us. Thirdly, a penny a day in provision. A penny a day in strength. And I guess this next one, I guess I ought to sit down with Brother Tom Williams. Speak about this one, but I think I've been to the first, second, third grade in this one. He graduated from college in this one, but I've been third grade or so in this one, and that's a penny a day in grace. This morning I went out to get in the car. One of our fine guards was there, and I love to chat with him for a minute. I walked out often. I'll go out to the guard in front of our house every night, and you've probably seen him out there asleep every night. They're out there, and I'll walk out and say, "Have a good night's sleep." One of them says, when I go in at night, says, is it your time to sleep tonight or mine? And so I'll sit with the window and look out and be sure they're safe. But I walked out this morning. And last Wednesday at chapel at the college, I spoke on the subject. At even my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. And I spoke about Ezekiel's wife died. And while she was lying in state there the next morning, he was back preaching again with her body there, still in state. And this guard, one of our fine young men, he said, Pastor, last Wednesday I sure enjoyed that message at the college. I said, thank you. He said, my wife and I have been talking about this. He said, how can we get that kind of strength and that kind of grace? How can we get it? And I said, son, you don't get it till you need it. God didn't say, as thy grace is, so shall thy days be, or as thy strength is, so shall thy days be. But he said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And I said, you don't get that kind of grace, son, and have it all stored up in case the trouble comes. No, when God gives you the trouble, allows the trouble to come, then God dispenses the grace. A penny a day. A penny a day. You look at somebody that's had some trials, and you say, I couldn't take that. I couldn't take that. Oh, yes, you could. You're trying to compare your grace today with their need today, and your grace is not for their need today. Your grace is for your need today, and their grace is for their need. And I guarantee you, when you have to pass through what they pass through, the same grace is available for you that they have now. A penny a day. A penny a day. A penny a day in provision. Yes, He delivers it to me. He walks through with me. A penny a day in strength. A penny a day in grace. You say, I couldn't take what He took. Oh, yes, you could. Oh, yes, you could. Oh, yes, you could. Yeah. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has led me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And I'll guarantee you, I don't care what your burden is. I don't care what your load is. I don't care what your trial is. I don't care how black the night, how lonely the hour. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It's available for you. Yeah, yeah, it's yours. A penny a day. He won't give you grace for tomorrow. You don't need grace for tomorrow. You need grace for today. He wants to come back tomorrow and see you again. Lastly, and quickly, a penny a day for strength, a penny a day for provision, a penny a day for grace, and a penny a day for forgiveness. You know what God could do if He wanted to? If God wanted to. See, look, when I got saved, God justified me, and my sins are not imputed to me anymore. Not one sin that I ever commit judicially before God is imputed. And if God wanted to, God could write out a whole list of forgivenesses, just like the Catholics do, a whole list of forgivenesses, and just give me a bunch of coupons, and every time I sin, I could just tear a coupon off or count a bead and get forgiveness. No, but God says, no, I'll forgive you every day. A penny a day in forgiveness. Every day. Every day. And so I come to God and say, dear God, I need forgiveness. Forgive me. And the writer of Lamentation, Jeremiah, said, thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every day with Jesus, sing it, is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I guess all of us wonder, why couldn't God somehow, sometime, give me a little put away for rainy day? Why couldn't God sometime, in some way, why couldn't God give me strength for tomorrow and the next day? Why couldn't God give me grace now so I know I could take whatever comes? I'll tell you why. For some reason, I don't understand it. I don't know why. He likes to be with me. And that's why He said, I'm not going to pay you for the week. I'm going to pay you a penny a day. Our Heavenly Father,